The historic Port Isabel Lighthouse overlooks the Laguna Madre and South Padre Island. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department recently restored the striking black-and-white structure, which has been a top tourist attraction in the Rio Grande Valley. The lighthouse began operation in 1853. It was a welcome sight for ship captains bringing goods from New Orleans. Sailors could spot its bright lantern from as far as 16 miles at sea. For the next 146 years, however, the fate of the lighthouse ebbed and flowed. During the Civil War, Confederate soldiers dynamited the 60-foot brick tower to keep it from Union control, but they could not topple it. In 1881, the federal government improved the lighthouse by elevating its lantern and adding a powerful new Fresnel lens to brighten its light. When rail service bypassed Port Isabel in the late 1800s, shipping declined. The lighthouse was permanently darkened in 1905. 20 years later, Port Isabel rebounded as a fishing resort, and entrepreneurs reopened the lighthouse as a public overlook. A 1933 hurricane spared the lighthouse, but left it an eyesore. The structure was refurbished and opened as a state park in 1952, but workers used Portland cement as plaster, which trapped moisture, causing corrosion. It had to be renovated again. Parks and Wildlife Restoration architect Jim Bigger wanted to return the structure to its 1881 appearance. Luckily, the historic Sabine Pass Lighthouse near Port Arthur proved an exact match and served as a design guide. Today, visitors climb 63 spiraling steps to the lighthouse watchroom gallery for a panoramic Gulf Coast view. A replica of the original keeper's cottage sits beside the lighthouse, housing the Port Isabel Chamber of Commerce and interpretive exhibits.